A hospital about 2 hours west of Charlotte is at the center of a $115 million settlement announced by the U.S. Attorney's Office today. The case involves whistleblowers, allegations of fraud, and illegal kickbacks to doctors. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Park Ridge Hospital is a 103-bed facility located in Hendersonville. And like the other 43 hospitals in the Florida-based Adventist Health System, a nonprofit chain, Park Ridge went on a corporate-ordered buying spree a few years ago, purchasing physician practices in the area, then employing those doctors, nurses, and staff directly. Now, that alone is legal, but a spreadsheet inadvertently shared with managers across the system showed the salaries and bonus structures these employees received. It revealed a scheme to defraud the government, says Jill Westmoreland Rose, the acting U.S. attorney for the Western District of North Carolina.
They were paying doctors more if they would order patients to their hospital for tests and procedures.
Many of these tests, the government says, were unnecessary, benefiting only the hospital's bottom line. And the government alleges Park Ridge and other Adventist hospitals also took part in Medicaid and Medicare fraud using a practice called upcoding.
Or charging at a higher rate than the service that the patient was receiving.
All this meant big money for the hospital, which in turn paid big money to doctors who referred patients for expensive tests. A dermatologist was paid $710,000 in salary and bonuses, even though he only worked 3 days a week. And other doctors, nurses, and medical staff earned hefty bonuses, not for the quality of their care, but the quantity of patients seen and volume of tests ordered. That is a clear violation of what's known as the Stark Law, says U.S. Attorney Rose.
And the purpose of the Stark Act is to ensure that a doctor makes medical decisions based on medical necessity as opposed to a financial reward.
Adventist Health System admitted no liability or wrongdoing in the settlement. The company says the violations were unintentional and they regret the oversight. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.